You are listening to R&IB Connect Radio, and Blind Ambition is back for a second series, and we'll be catching up with the organisers each month to find out how it's going and what you can expect from that month's session. And joining me today are Seema Flower, who is an organiser of Blind Ambition, and Daniel Carton, who is a candidate from Series 1 and is here to talk about what's coming up in October. Thank you both so much for joining me. So, Daniel, you attended Series 1 of Blind Ambition. What do you think was the best thing that you got out of the experience?
The first thing that comes to mind, the amount of information and knowledge that was provided. We covered an awful lot of topics around employment and all those little things that you might not even think about. That's invaluable when you're going through that process.
And it does cover lots of different things, like you say, social media, we cover how to get a support worker, disclosing disability. And it's in manageable chunks though, isn't it? In different sessions they talk about different things. How did you find that the whole process and going from start to finish?
I really enjoyed it. It was well put together with sort of little, as you say, little bite-sized chunks. Every week, every 2 weeks, there were, you know, an hour spent on each topic. It was well thought out. There was almost like a journey, you know, from the first right through to the final one. It took sort of step by step through the employment process, and those little hurdles or obstacles you might encounter along the way, and, you know, information was provided on each.
Absolutely. So it's manageable and you go through the whole journey. Seema, you've spoken about it being a journey before as well, and having the people going from start to finish can be really beneficial, can't it, to get all of the information that they need, not just to sort of dip in and out.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's really, really important. It's like you said, it's a journey. It's like a jigsaw puzzle and you need to put all the pieces together. And I think you're going to be able to gain a lot more out of the whole programme rather than dipping in and out, like you said. But there may be people who actually are in employment and maybe want to get promotions or maybe want to look at their CV again. So, you know, it's for people who are actually maybe in employment just wanting to maybe go up, maybe change direction, or maybe just maybe look at promotion and their prospects there. And they might find that revisiting things like transferable skills, goal setting, all those sorts of episodes more valuable for themselves. And also maybe revisiting their CV.
Daniel, how do you think the knowledge that you gained through Series 1 has helped or will help you sort of move forward in your career?
Just to pick up there, as Seema said, I found some of it quite refreshing. You know, some of those topics I might have been aware of, some of the information I've heard before, but it was good to just have that reaffirmed and even, you know, just get that sort of more up to date, because sometimes, you know, 5 or 10 years go by since you've heard that piece of information and things have changed. So it was good that way, just as a wee refresher. In terms of going forward, I think I gained a lot in terms of, I think, confidence out of it. You know, it was a sort of one of those wee soft skills I picked up on. Was I was fairly confident going in, but coming out the other side, I've gained confidence and, you know, using things like LinkedIn and all those little access to work things that were covered throughout the programme, the first series.
And talking about access to work, the first October session, which is happening on the 5th of October, is going to be covering different aspects to do with access to work. Seema, can you tell us a little bit about what the session on the 5th is going to be covering and what people can gain from going?
Okay, so we're going to introduce the topic of access to work. So we're going to give factual information about what people expect from access to work, how the process works, the do's and the don'ts. And then we will also be having two guest speakers on to talk about their experience of access to work and how they found it and how they found it valuable.
And Daniel, you've been receiving coaching sessions as part of the offer for the first series of webinars. So 5 one-to-one sessions with a coach. How have you found that so far?
Very beneficial. We're currently between our 4th and our 5th one-to-one session now. I think it's invaluable having that one-to-one, because even though you gain a lot from the webinar series, you know, contribute throughout those, through the chat function and ask questions that way. The one-to-one is completely different, where it's entirely tailored around the individual. You have a full hour to sit and talk about what's going on, where you're at right now, where you'd like to be, whether that's a short term, long term, or just somewhere in the middle. You plan those out, set those goals, and between those coaching sessions, you then do your actions and set goals and work to achieve.
And taking part in Blind Ambition has not just led to coaching sessions, it's led to other training and other opportunities as well, hasn't it? So what happened after the coaching?
So from that and working with Seema, we've linked in with the Prince's Trust, which is giving me sort of business knowledge skills, which is something that personally I was lacking. You know, I never had any sort of training or teaching in business. And from that, we're kind of looking ahead now. Perhaps I'll be setting up my own business in the future. So it's little things like that. You don't know where they'll lead, but it's always worth a try.
Just saying, I think valuable sort of opportunities are very, very focused in the networking opportunity, like me being able to put Daniel in touch with a person, or Daniel actually going to particular meetings and saying, well, actually, you know what, this person might be useful for this particular contact or training, etc., etc. So it's about it's like having a jigsaw puzzle and just finding each piece and putting it together, and that the closer you get, the more completion you get into that jigsaw puzzle. But also, I think, is about, you know, where you're taking out your comfort zone to an extent. And Daniel, I think you'll probably agree with me, you know, he was a bit hesitant maybe about starting up his own business, not too sure what was entailed, maybe just a little bit fear of the unknown. And once we got down to the basics and talked through it, Daniel, you can tell us how you felt with that.
Yeah, I think you summed it up pretty well there. I was hesitant, as I say, because I've no experience in regards to business. You know, I've been employed before. I sort of understand the day-to-day stuff as an employee, but as an employer, as the person in charge, that scared me because I had no knowledge of that whatsoever. So it's amazing what can come out of it. And as Seema said, even the networking, she was able to put me in contact with some of her, you know, because I'm over here in Northern Ireland. So it's a smaller market and a smaller pool of talent, whereas across the UK, there's a lot more people out there and a lot more organisations that I might not just have heard of. So Seema was able to put me in contact with them. And then I sort of took that initiative and had phone calls with them and emails back and forth. So there's even opportunities for the future.
It's fantastic to hear your story, Daniel, that this all started out with, you've got obvious drive and determination and knowledge in the area, but Blind Ambition helped you to get the confidence to be able to go out and set up your own business, which is an amazing story.
Certainly,
Yeah, and I think Daniel, he's very self-motivated, which is brilliant. And he's always the person who's actually gone through his goal plan and actually implemented a lot of things. And that is what makes the difference. You see, it's the commitment and the determination. And that's where you can actually tell whether someone's going to actually be able to have the capacity to run their own business, because they need that drive and ambition, you know, because they won't have a coach behind them saying, oh, you're going to do this, you're going to do that. But Daniel has actually done it himself, you know, and taken the information. He's taken action. And he's put it into practice.
And it's paying off, obviously. Well, keep in touch, Daniel, and let us know how it all goes. We'll have to keep in touch and keep updated with the business. Well, thank you both so much for joining me. And, you know, this is proof that Blind Ambition can really get you going places. So thank you both for taking the time to speak to us today.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
And just a reminder, if you would like to get involved in any of the sessions, the next session is happening on the 5th of October, and they'll be looking at access to work. And the next one will be happening on the 19th of October, where they will be discussing and looking into how to find a support worker. If you'd like to get involved in either of those sessions or any of the other things that Blind Ambition do, then you can go to their website, www.blindambition.co.uk, and you'll be able to find lots more information there and sign up for all the sessions in the coming months. You're listening to R&IB Connect Radio.